Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Ciao.
We have the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
Too long ago, on this exact network, in the archives to be exact, turmoil has engulfed Blog Talk Radio. Hoping to boost sagging ratings, Vince in the Bay has recruited an elite team of internet trolls to wreak havoc on Blog Talk Radio. Meanwhile, the evil Debbie Daly plots to take down Vince in the Bay and reclaim her throne as the queen of Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody's hacking in. I don't know what's going on, man. Something fucking crazy is going on here.
Somebody's hacking into your show.
I think the Jews schooled me. What the hell?
Then,
what is that?
Yay, me! Move out of the way, John. I'm getting porn.
Oh,
I don't know who this is.
He's about to pass out.
Who are these chicks?
I don't know who these people are. I don't even know where the sounds are coming from.
Who are these chicks, dude?
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on. I have no control of the show. I have a mic.
Your show's
going.
A trip, man. Were those some sloppy drunk chicks that just busted in here? That was cool.
Yeah, well, yes. I wish I did. I wish I let him in, though. Really confused.
In those situations, I don't question. I just accept.
Well, I guess we got chicks calling the show finally. That's a bunch.
Hatred, Greg.
Fuck, man. I don't know. Man, this has been a weird night, man.
And...
No me queda otra solución. Tendré que hacerlo por ti. Para ello mismo.
Okay. Or that.
Hey, are you fucking hacking my show, you dirty Jew?
A dirty Jew? What are you, from Nazi Germany? Shut the fuck up.
Are you sending these people onto my show?
Did you ever hear the fickle finger of fate?
That's gross. Dude.
Well, you got a lot of boring people other than the Fat Red Dragon. Like,
this just in, my cock is erect.
Patriot Greg.
Jesus Christ, man. What? Who's hacking my show, man?
You sound like Debbie Daly, actually. She always complains about her show getting
hacked. Yeah, yeah.
It never happened. Come on.
So many farts she's been having. God, what a dumb fuck he is.
Can we get a doctor in here? Is there a paramedics in the building? Can somebody call 911? I don't think this guy's going to make it. I really don't.
Fuck that guy. Debbie Daly, man, is on the show. I'm not even... Fuck what?
No, Johnny Cush. I really admire your show, and I came over here, honestly, because I like you and wanted to join you. But right now, apparently the gauntlet has been thrown down, and I am now thrust into a troll war with one Debbie Daly. She has turned the Skype assholes and Nature Boy Ric Flair against me. And she's trying to launch a full-on campaign to destroy me on BTR. And basically, I'm here to reach out to you, and I'd like to bring you on as an ally. Johnny Cush, I think you're a valuable ally. I know you have a soft spot for Debbie. I'm going to exploit that. I hope you will accept this mission. You are to court Debbie Daly and seduce her to the point where she becomes putty in your hands. And then, and when she's at her most vulnerable, you will strike, and we will take over her Debbie Daly network.
Dude, now, have you not fucking noticed that I have been doing that for the last fucking 2 months? And now you just blew my fucking cover, man. What the fuck, dude?
Are we on air? I thought you were playing a song. My bad.
Dude, shit. You ruined 2 months of investigative work.
Oh, my bad.
Shit. Dude, you think I really want to bang her?
She's gone. She's not here, though. She's probably not going to live. She probably feels like she's already heard everything.
Can you believe fucking Vince in the Bay fucking... He fucking blew my whole fucking thing, man.
Yeah, that's fucked up, Vince. I mean,
we're not doing a covert black ops operation anymore, guys. We're bringing the war above ground now. We need ground troops. We're not doing stealth attacks. No more stealth attacks. Full on, damn the torpedoes.
Patriot Greg.
Yeah, man, time to turn this into the war off the shore. Let's do this.
Let's do it. It's on, Debbie. The mole. You have moles in your organization as we speak right now. Watch your back.
Go plan your war. Just be careful and know who your enemy is and never underestimate them. I'm having serious personal problems here at home. I am fat. In fact, I'm a little bit categorically nuts. Seriously. Hey, Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay. This is Debbie Daly.
Hey, Debbie.
Okay?
Debbie.
And I just figured this whole shit out, okay? You're the goddamn leader of my hate machine. Shut up. I'm talking, okay? Okay? I figured it out. You're trying to get me 404'd off of BTR because you don't like that. I'm all the listenership over here.
I'm not talking
because I'm going to keep on talking over you. No, you're figured out now, baby. The Jew came from you. Matilda Blankets came from you. Carlito from Mexico came from you. Karl Barks came from you. Every fucking hater I've got comes from you. You sit at the helm of my hate machine, you piece of fucking shit. So stay away from me, and I'll stay the fuck away from you. And if you get me 404 off here, I'll make goddamn sure that you get 404 off here. You understand me? Am I making myself clear? If you tell that piece of shit Jew, I should have to shut his fucking fat ass mouth. He knows nothing about me, my vagina, and he will never come close to a woman like me in his fucked up life, okay? And tell him he can take his stupid pedophilia bullshit and stick it straight up his fucking ass.
Listen to me. You are a 1965 radio rip-off show, and I will kick your ass any day of the week.
Whoa.
I have the name Jamal, limousine ride, jet pot, Doug Arion drinking.
Whoa.
Son of a gun. If you cross Debbie Daly, you cross the Nature Boy. And that is worse than getting 404 from BTR.
Whoa. Nigger, nigger, nigger. Queer guys in San Francisco blow niggers. Queer, queer, queer. Queer, queer, queer. Queer, queer, queer.
Where did you?
Where's one eye? Do you want to hear about that?
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
We're on the network.
I don't get down like that.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
It's me, Liza.
Liza, hey, Liza,
hi.
I miss you, honey.
I heard you got a war, and to all I want to say to Debbie is, and you know what's coming, what do I got to say?
Balls to you, Debbie Daly.
Balls to you, Debbie Daly. Balls to you. Goodbye, bitch. I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much. Aw, she's so sweet.
Dance, dance, dance.
Aw, is that Kishu?
Nigger.
Got it.
I'm so mad right now.
Why? What's to be mad about?
You played me. I thought I was the special one.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
What the fuck just happened? Like, there was not going to be a troll war, and now there is going to be a troll war?
And Kishu, I'm not... The troll's over.
Can I get a Debbie Daly reading before you guys go to war, please?
You were on her show, like, the whole fucking time tonight. How did
she
get one?
You're all a bunch of faggots.
I'm 12, and I don't know what's going on. What the fuck? Fucking Jews and Vinces, and this isn't fucking Sydney Pizza Hut.
Immature pickles.
Whatever,
shut him up his ass.
Nigga, 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 nigga.
You better run like
Twitter.com/Vince
that
in the
nigger.
Bay.
Four
you
all.
Dirty
it
didn't Jew.
Suck. I was here.
404, you all bastards.
Yeah.
Edition of the 420 Grindhouse. I'm your host, Cannabis Monk, in studio with Hot Janelle, and we're joined by FRD as well. So get your fucking bake on and give us a call, motherfuckers. The monk needs some fucking coffee. I notice everybody else has coffee. The monk doesn't have coffee.
Put that coffee down.
You made yourself a cup of coffee, and I don't have coffee. That's not fucking fair.
coffee is for closers, and you close nothing.
And let's go ahead and open up 347. 347, you're on the 420 Grind. Well, you're on Waking Edge. We can position the 420 Grind.
I figured I'd listen to him. I figured I'd call you guys up and check you guys out.
Hey, Rob.
Definitely. And get on chickenranchbrothel.com. The house changes every Tuesday. So if you're coming next weekend, get on the internet and see who's in the house that particular week.
I have no idea what's going on.
Sorry, your lady's rotating, ma'am?
I can't understand what he's saying.
He said, your ladies, do they rotate? Yes, they do, Goofy. They rotate. They rotate their girls. Correct,
okay,
ma'am?
So there's not one particular one that always stays there?
No, some ladies will stay for a while, some ladies will leave, other ladies will come back in.
Yeah, hey.
Okay.
Cool. That's all I want.
All right, so obviously, if I wanted to, you do have a limo service, but we will not need that limo service because me and Goofy and my brother will come on out, and we're looking forward to come on. So whatever happened with your senator trying to take advantage of you guys, everything's okay with that right now. You want to shut down
the Goofy
problem,
calling an escort
right?
service?
Oh, he's giving
your
us the best free advertisement we could possibly ask for.
Yeah.
Somebody told him that this was free.
I think Goofy was ordering an escort service this morning. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now, who was that was just on that was talking?
That was Goofy, but the thing is Goofy Bone. No, okay, you got to pay attention, okay? We're live on air.
Canvas, how you guys doing?
And Bill Clinton, Yahoo, man, we're having a great time on Canvas 420. Oh, my God. Oh,
who are these guys?
I don't know, but guys, you're live on air with
them. Yeah, unfortunately, they wouldn't have time recently because they've done a thing with the chicken ranch. But that's the way it goes. What are you going to do, right, Goofy? That's the way it
who
goes.
Who are you?
Guys.
Yeah, I had to mute them because when we called that chicken ranch, they had music in the background. I never pissed her off.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
that's my Switchport.
FRD, what's going on, dude?
Are these the Skype?
Yeah, it's
They're
pretty quick.
Welcome to the Troll Wars, man.
Canvas,
that's all I can say.
I appreciate it. I was in your queue, but you were playing music, and that's the way it goes. Goofy Bone,
yeah, you
bitch.
Bastards.
The way it goes.
We must be graced this morning by the Skype
guys,
apple.
I got to work. Cannabis?
Hey, what's going on this morning?
Can't hear you.
Cannabis Monk.
All right. Goofy. Are you there, Goofy?
Wow.
No, he's not there.
Oh,
all right.
Feeling up
already. I have no fucking idea what's going on.
All right,
man. All right. Hang up on these fucking idiots.
Yeah, what's up, R2? What's up? What do you got for me? Yeah, but they're right here. I can just talk to him right here. All right, fine. Go ahead.
This is FRD from the 420 Grindhouse, and I support VITBC and Blog Talk Mafia in Troll Wars 2.0. I got the laser-guided anti-trollcraft guns all turreted up, man. They're ready to go. We're ready to fucking chow on these freaks.
Right on. That didn't really tell me much. What else do you have? That's it? That's it. You sure? Oh my God, are you kidding me? Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. This place is a fucking shithole.
Deal with it. Oh wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be okay soon. I'm lighting a joint right now.
So what happened on the good old Debbie Daly Network?
Oh, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm just going to put it out there. Like, okay, Debbie is paranoid. Okay, that everybody's out to get her. I really think she's paranoid that everybody's out to get her.
Somebody's breathing really heavy in their mic.
It's Cowpo. He breathes hard.
Not me.
No, I'm sorry. I'm running.
Okay, here's the thing. All right. So we had FRD, and who else did we have on there?
Oh, Nature Boy.
Nature Boy. And FRD was ripping on Debbie Daly, as he is prone to do for entertainment purposes, okay? It's a show.
Right.
It's entertainment, okay? And he was ripping on Debbie. Well, last night, we jumped over to Debbie's show, and she was just ripping Vince a new one. I guess her and Vince have something, you know, some battle feud going on. And somehow, the Monk's name got brought into it, and she said that she had always been a big supporter of the show. She didn't understand why I was ripping on her, why... So I called into the show, I called into her show, and I was like, you've got it misconstrued. The Monk never said it.
I never said anything.
No, and I'm not backing away from it, but I'm saying, let's just put the facts out there. FRD was the one ripping you apart. I allowed it on air. And then she basically said, well, why did you allow such a thing on air? I said, because I'm against censorship, and it's free speech, and it's entertainment.
Yeah, and I think that the response that she got in her chat room, I mean, she's probably got a good, 3,000 listeners just out of that shit alone. So
yeah, right.
There really isn't much to complain about.
She expected the Monk to shut FRD down when he started talking shit on Debbie Daly, and I wasn't going to do it. One, FRD is a member of the 420 family, and as such, he has full access to the show, the board, and he freedom of speech on the show.
This is free speech radio. Freedom.
Yeah, I got some intuitive advice for you. Go fuck yourself. Oh, for Christ's sake, I'm covered in troll grease.
So what's going on with the troll wars? I mean,
I
noticed that there was
blown.
A video of me.
No, where?
Cowpote did one.
Oh, yeah, Cowpote is definitely involved. It's a wicked web. Everybody's in on it, bro. Everybody.
I bet
Join
you he's involved.
Ken, you have a track record. You have a track record from the last Troll War. You're a grizzled veteran. We know you're on the mend, but we need you on the battlefield.
I'm thinking that Cowpoke joined the Skype assholes.
I've had my suspicions as well. We'll look into that. I'll have my people look into that.
Him and Goofy Bones both.
Oh, Goofy Bone and Goofy Bones, both those guys. Suspect.
And... Crazy Rambo.
Oh, is he in on it? Oh my God, are you kidding? Is he in on it too?
Oh, he's gotta be.
Holy shit, this thing goes deep.
And your perverted Uncle Bobby.
No, not Uncle Bobby. No, anybody but Uncle Bobby. He's so innocent, he doesn't even know what he's in for.
That's what he gets for playing video games all day instead of working.
Oh, shit, poor Uncle Bobby. God, he was one of the good ones. He was a 5%er for a while.
Nigger, 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 nigger.
Hello.
Hey, who's that?
Deepak.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I was waiting for the real Deepak to go in.
How are you doing, bitch? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How's your war with Debbie Daly going on, Deepak?
Listen. Debbie Daly is a cunt, horse, slut, and all of that rolled up together. She is part of an elephant dog that's stuck into the nose and out there something good.
No, not really. But, no, I was just trying to get my insights and see where she stood on the troll wars. And, you know.
Oh, I think we know where she's at.
Why are you with this guy's asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
I'm the governor, all right? Listen, I want to tell you, McCain is dead. He's dead. And you know who fucking kills him? Debbie Daly, all right? Listen. Bro, I gotta go. Smoke a joint, look at aliens. I gotta go, bitch. I'm out. Go.
Go ahead. Lock number. You're on the air. What's up?
Niggers, 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 niggers.
Can you bring my slippers upstairs, really?
I'm trying to conduct a goddamn troll war. I'm going to bed.
Mr. Miyagi, how are you?
Oh, Mr. Miyagi, I'm doing great, man. I'm so glad you're here. What's going on?
Oh, listen, Vince, I'm not so happy. With the tsunami, my wasabi crop did not come in. I'm quite dilapidated and sorry, but that is not why I called, Vince. I hear you're going to war, and I have many, many techniques for war, Mr. Vince. First, you take the woman, Debbie, and you grab her by the thyroid. You squeeze until drops of blood come out. You kill the thyroid. You kill the woman. That is where her power is.
Did you go to Trader Joe's today for me?
I did. I got you some hummus, and I got you some pita bread.
Pita bread.
Huh?
Can you toast it for me and bring it up?
Opa! Barrel roll! Anyway.
We've got the network started.
I heard Vic isn't even real. He's made up.
I don't just talk the talk. I walk the walk.
No, someone has to stand up for Debbie. You guys trash her all the time. I'm sending her positive love. Positive love. You guys just attack her too much.
Yummy.
Y'all, we're all a big, happy, late-night BTR troll family.
Vince is a slob troll.
Nigger.
We're on the network.
I don't get down like that.
Penis.
Nigger.
Sense.
Winning.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Kishu, can you just give me a mic check real quick? Kishu, can you hear me?
What's up? Yeah, I hear you, honey.
Hey.
Loud and clear.
Right on. Hey, thanks for showing up.
Of course, always. It's fucking, that was absolutely hilarious. Me and Burns were fucking lolling our asses off right now.
Yeah, that was all taken in the last, 3 days. Off of, three different shows, basically.
I remember most of those calls, but it was definitely fucking.
Yeah, crazy. A lot of that was last night, though, so I kind of felt like bad playing, like replaying last night. But if you missed last night, folks, like people like in the chat room, who is in the chat room right now? We had Marijuana Happy Hour in the chat for a second there. But he bailed. He's doing his show at the same time as mine, but I went over there and told him to come through just to check that intro thing out. And yeah, so whatever it is, what it is. I'm getting some feedback on your end there. Shu. I'm going to start calling you Shu instead of Kishu. I'm just going to call you Shu because I'm Californian. We shorten everything. and Kishu, oh, by that reminds me. You were talking the other day about potentially having your own show. I was thinking you should call it The Shu Show. The Shu Show. Think about it. And then when you do conclude to use that name as your show title, spread it around like wildfire, like the ghost says. Anywho, yeah, so I'm going to do, yeah, I'll do a roll call in a second. I know people want a roll call. I'm going to do a roll call in a second, but I have to get on the mic here. This is, I feel naked without the microphone. So even if I'm naked, I feel naked, you know, because I am naked, but also naked in a metaphorical sense. You know what I mean? Whatever. I'll be back. I'm going to do a, shit, I'm going to play a track here. What do we want to hear? How about this? This song is an oldie but a goodie, but it's so relevant now. This song was written, what, 30 years ago? When Jerry Brown was originally governor of California. When he was the youngest ever governor of California. Now he's the oldest ever governor of California. And, when he started the first time around, he took over after a Republican actor, then Ronald Reagan. Now he's taken over for another Republican actor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And, this song references Libya. It's crazy. It's fucking deja vu all over again, kids. So here it is, California Uber Ollies. I'll be right back.
Governor Jerry Brown, IRS files and never frown. door. It's the suede denim secret police. They have come for your uncool knee. Come quietly to the town. You're the night that I got drink now. Don't you worry, it's only a shower. For your clothes in a pretty flower. Die on a daddy's poison gas. The thing's already there. You approach, you little clown. When you mess with the president's crown. When you mess with the president's crown.
Live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Checkity check. Charlie chooses cheese and cherries. And Kishu's with me. Hey, Kishu. Kishu, are you muted? Am I muted? Hello? Oh, my God. Can anybody hear me? Melissa Hopkins, I know you don't want to talk, but can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Winning.
All right, folks. All right, kids, it's time for roll call. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you for sticking it out through that long introduction. Shouts out to, before I get into the roll call, shouts out to Johnny Cush from the Marijuana Happy Hour. He's doing his show right now, and he even popped in here to listen to the start of the broadcast. We featured him on there. Sort of a best of the last couple of days here on BTR. Mixed in with hopefully some successful trolling of Deb Daly. And vice versa. You know, the Skype assholes, they got in their shots. All good. So, Melissa Hopkins, what'd it do? Who else should we talk about here in the chit-chat room? Oh, yeah. Roll call. My bad. Amish Assassin might be up for chit-chatter name of the night. Amish Assassin. Shouts to you. Shouts to BeachBub55. Kishu Zakova. Matilda Blankets. Patty Come Home. Fanarab. Sloppy Swarm, Troll Wars Referee, and Victor Daly. Shouts to Vic.
Big ups to Victor Daly. And, yeah, Amish Assassin, if you stick around, you might be the winner of the chit-chatter name of the night, and you'll get a prize. If you just let me know what town you're in or the nearest municipality to you, I will get you a free prize. And, yeah, thanks also go out to the 420 Grindhouse crew who are not with us tonight. I guess it's past their bedtime, but it was a pleasure to hang out with them throughout the week, as per usual. In fact, I kind of trolled them on, when was it, Thursday night maybe? I had nothing going on Thursday night, and there was nobody in my chat room. And I knew they were doing a show, and I knew there was probably nobody in their chat room. So I just rolled over there, and we did a simulcast. And then after that, that's when, like, shit went bonkers on my... he did a little smoke break, and I, like, got off of him, and then things just really started popping off. Whatever. Hey, that's your chat roll call. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. I appreciate it. We'll do another one in a little bit. And Melissa Hopkins is here with me, and I'm going to unmute her now. Hey, Melissa.
Hey. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great. What's up? What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, it's a technical question.
What?
You always sound so good. What kind of mic do you use?
Use an SM58. Sure, SM58.
Shit, that's what I use.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that you sound so better?
Because I have superior broadcasting skills.
I've been doing this for 20 years, and you uh-huh. and you still
I've been doing
that?
It for about, 10, 15 years.
I still have 10 years on you.
Okay, well then you better
catch
up.
So I am not using my mic tonight. I'm just...
You sound great. I think you sound great. I'm not judging whatsoever. You sound fantastic.
So maybe I should just forego the mic altogether.
You know,
Does it sound broadcast quality?
When I started the VCR, Are you drunk, Melissa? Have you been drinking? Are you on the sauce?
No, I just trying to think of anything I can do to tease you, because you cuss a lot.
you want to tease me, so I can cuss more? Is that what you want, or do you want me to? You're teasing me because I cuss a lot. I don't get it.
You'll have to figure it out. I love it. It's hard for me to stay up this late to listen to you. Mm-hmm. But I'm a West Coaster at heart. I think I told you I'm from Oregon. And my sister lived in San Francisco. So I've spent a lot of time there, and I get the difference. West Coast is so different from the East Coast. It just is.
No argument there, sister. It's Vince in the Bay, and I'm dripping wet. I hope you are, too. If you want to join me on the air, ladies, there's plenty of room here. I can pleasure you all tonight. The Troll Wars there's a lot of elements to the Troll Wars. There's adventure, there's violence, there's also sex and romance. So stick around. Ring out your panties and call in 347-826-7667. Ooh, I'm getting a little wet myself. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Smoke weed every day. R.I.P. motherfucking Mac Dre and Nate Dogg. Oh, yeah. Vince in the Bay. You know what it is. You already know what it is. And so does Kishu. She's here with me, right? Or maybe not. Anyway. Oh, yeah. So my microphone is an SM58, Shure SM58, going into the M Audio box. And this is actually my backup microphone. I'm kind of surprised, actually, that Melissa, being a 20-year veteran of the broadcasting industry, 10 years ahead of me, I'm surprised she's using an SM58, to be quite honest. An SM58 is more of something that you just throw around. It's actually my backup mic. I have another mic that's really nice, and I guess I dropped it or something, but it's out of commission, so I'm using this. But it really doesn't, when you're broadcasting over BTR, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't. It's such a crappy broadcasting bandwidth, whatever thingamajig to begin with. It doesn't, it is what it is. And, the SM58 is just kind of a throw-around mic. It's used in live performances, commonly, because it's a dynamic mic and it's easy to throw around and not mess up, and it'll still perform perfectly fine. Whereas, your studio mics are going to be a little more sensitive, and you don't see your Rush Limbaughs talking into an SM58. Your Glenn Becks, your Howard Sterns, these people are not talking into SM58s. I am, though, folks, because I'm of the people, for the people, and of the trolls, and for the trolls. I love you all. Thank you so much for inspiring me this week. Your work has been tremendous, and I really appreciate the folks who have stuck it out here in the chit-chat room. Again, Amish Assassin, Kishu, Kristen, Chrissy, Tilda Blankets, Patty Come Home, Fanarab, Sloppy Seconds, Sloppy Swarm, Troll Wars Referee. I wonder who that could be. And Victor Daly. The Troll Wars continue, I suppose. I'm kind of wiped out from the Troll Wars myself. I had a lot of fun doing it this week. It was a lot of fun witnessing it. And, trolling continues forever. It doesn't stop, obviously. But things kind of built to a head there. And, we have to do what we have to do. Lost in all of this Troll Wars mess. I have been trolling around BTR, and I gotta find this clip. Oh my god, I went to one of these poetry shows,
and I read a really erotic poem, and I think I knocked these chicks' socks off. I got to find that. It was like two nights ago. I don't know. I don't remember. Damn. I got to find that. I think it was pretty hot, though. I think these women turned on. I think they were genuinely turned on. So that I think that's going to be my next frontier that I conquer, is doing erotic poetry readings. Because these people, they do these poetry shows, and some of the poetry is actually pretty good. And these guys are the writers, the people writing it themselves. And some of it's pretty graphic. But the problem is, these people, they're great writers, but they're not necessarily great orators or reciters or whatever the hell. They're not necessarily have great voices. So I'm thinking, hey, give me the copy and I'll read it and everybody gets off, you know? So maybe I'll read the poem. I'm going to find the poem that I read on that show and read it again here. But not right now. I'll do that later. I want to take your calls. Call me, folks. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's see what's going on in the chat room here. Courtney Bibb, hey, welcome to the chat room, Courtney Bibb. Amish Assassin, yes, I do get impressed easily. You know, example being, I was impressed with your name. I mean, it's not really, if you think about it, Amish Assassin, it's kind of actually a hateful name and not really that funny when you think about it. Now, do you assassinate Amish people, or are you an Amish person who assassinates people? And if so, you don't use a gun, do you? Amish people can't use guns. How does that work? Victor Daly, say my name five times fast, please. We can play tongue twisters with my name. That's what I encourage, folks. I know a lot of you kids that are listening, you like to use the N-word. And you think you're being rebellious, and you are being rebellious, and you are using, and it is shocking when you use it, no doubt. But not everybody is in on the joke, you know. And I guess that's the point. But hey, I'm offering an alternative, you know, because even like CeeLo Green has to sell out at some level, right? Like he can fucking just go to his record company and say, all right, check this out. I'm doing a single. My first single is going to be Fuck You. Excuse me, CeeLo? Yeah, my first single is going to be Fuck You. That's really funny, CeeLo. No, the lawyers will work it out. It'll be fine. No, seriously, what's the name of your first song? No, straight up, it's going to be Fuck You. Oh, that's going to be perfect. That'll be easy to... So they have to come up with this, like, fudge you or forget you or whatever. And, you know, and then they're doing the song with Muppets and Gwyneth Paltrow at the Grammys. Who the fuck? What kind of sick fucks put this shit on? No. I'm just going to keep it greasy and take your calls. Call me, folks. 347-826-7667.
Keep in breathing, so we'll go down easy. country. Any kind of lube will do. Maybe from another part of you. From the north, from the south. Take a little slobber from the side of your mouth.
ha completado la especie destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I'm here with Melissa. Holy shit, Melissa Hopkins with her electronic music on her hold button thingy. You know what? I think about that. I think that should go away. And let's take a call here from a 111. You're on the air. Hello, 111. You're on the air. Blocked caller, you're on the air. Going once. Yeah, hey. Hey, who's that?
Melissa.
Oh, it's Melissa on a different line. I got it. Your other line, it was still on there with the hold music, and it was really annoying, so I hung it up. So you're back.
Oh, well,
that
didn't come from me. I don't know where that came from.
Well, it said
but
Melissa
you were
Hopkins.
Complaining about me and my Shure microphone, of which you were using.
Yeah, yeah.
How can you complain about me when that's what you're using? Why aren't you using the best mic?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is I've only been in this game for 10 years or 15 years because, well, first of all, if you listen to my explanation, I said that this was my backup mic, that I have another mic, and, you know, it's somewhere in here. I'll dig it up and I'll tell you the name and the model number. It's not, you know, it's more of a studio style mic than this. But
do you use a preamp with your mic? Or is it a USB mic?
It's just it's not a USB mic. It's an XLR mic. It's just a regular XLR Shure
SM-58.
That's
what I have. It's an XLR with a preamp.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
okay.
yes. No, my
so
point. My point
with Sweetwater.
Was Sweetwater. What's that?
They're the largest distribution of shit equipment like this, and they really just have the best advice on.
347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. Taking your calls. We can chit chat about anything. We can talk about microphones. It's fine. But I would much rather talk about Matilda's blankets, or as I like to refer to them as a blanket and a pillow. Good times, but shouts out to the chat room, Amish Assassin, Courtney Bibb, Kishu Zakova, Kristen Chrissy, Matilda Blankets, Patty Come Home, Fanarab, Sloppy Swarm, Troy Shadow, and Victor Daly. Victor Debbie can't talk. Victor Daly. Okay, I got it right that time. Victor Daly. All right. Check this out, Victor Daly. Call into the show. You said in the chat that something to the effect that you're separating from your wife. And I find that hard to believe. So I'd like to get confirmation from you. But, hey, Courtney Bibb, how you doing, baby? Yeah, call in Courtney Bibb. Courtney Bibb apparently is a host here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're a host, I would absolutely, by all means, love to have you come on the show, give you a chance to chit-chat on the air. You could plug your show or your whatever. I'm down for that, especially now, like,
I mean, I don't really have any show prep. My show prep was producing that little montage at the beginning of the program, which if you missed it, I'm not going to play it again. It's fucking like 25 minutes long. Troll Wars Referee Part 2. What's that about? There's no referees in the Troll Wars. So Kishu, are you with me right now still? I see you on the board. Are you unmuted? Hello, Kishu. Hello. Maybe that's not her. Looks like she's there, but oh well. If you want to join me, it's real easy to do. You just dial it in. You can either Skype in or dial in on your phone. The number's 347-826-7667. You call that number, you get into the queue there, and in order to alert me that you want to join the conversation, you have to press the number 1. So press the number 1, that raises your hand and alerts me to the fact that you want to join the conversation. We can talk and chit-chat about anything. It don't matter. I don't know what happened today. The playoffs started. Apparently the NBA is underway. Kobe, I don't know, did Kobe pull that off? Did I was watching that game, sort of not, but Kobe looked like he was in trouble for a while today. I wonder who ended up winning that game, the Lakers game. Oh, the Lakers won? Those bastards. Really? Wow. No, wait, it says Hornets sting Lakers in game 1. What are you talking about? What the fuck is... Oh, Google is so weird. Let me see this. All right. What does this say here? Boston.com. Of all sites, I'm at Boston.com. What the hell? I just want to see the fucking article for the goddamn Lakers game. What is the fucking... All right. Hornets sting Lakers in game 1. Chris Paul had 33 points, 14 assists, and 7 rebounds. Flawlessly, I love that, flawlessly leading the Hornets down the stretch of a 109-100 victory over the 2-time defending NBA champion pieces of garbage LA Lakers. That's awesome. Now, what if the Lakers get knocked out in the first round? Are they going to have riots for that? I mean, they riot if they win or if they lose, don't they? That's how they do it when the Raiders are in it, at least. I don't know. Whatever. I got a call. 111, you're on the air.
Vince, what's going on?
Hey, who's this?
It's Vic.
Oh, Vic. Hey, Vic Daly, right?
Yeah, formerly Vic Montoya, but I'm getting divorced.
Well, what's the matter? What's the problem?
I don't know, man. She hasn't been taking her medication lately, and she's off the chain lately, man. Can't control her. I built her a freaking studio.
State of the art facility, by the way. State of the art. She showed me a picture. Yeah. It looks amazing.
State of the art, my ass.
There's a stripper
on the wall. That's all I did. I put foam on the wall. I bought her a fucking Radio Shack microphone. And she's happy as pig and shit, man. But lately, these trolls are getting there, man. You're getting there. Last night, she caught me on the phone with you, Vic. She caught me on the phone.
What are you talking about, dude?
I called in yesterday.
I know. She was listening? She heard that? Oh, wait. That's what happened. See, yeah, she walked in on you when you were on the phone?
She started hitting me with the broom. Started hitting me. I had to leave. I think I haven't been home since. She's pissed off.
Sanity.
She's pissed off, dude.
That's like
worse than
being. It's worse than being caught outside of a Laker game.
Dude, I don't know, man. I mean, this is worse than the time she called me with the hookers. This is worse. I mean, she really lost it. You know, I even went over to our daughter's little room that we had built in front of the house, tried to stay with her, but she came in there. She threw me out as well. I mean, I'm not allowed on the premises, man. I'm at the office right now, the bond's office. I'm on my laptop.
Man. It's safer there. You're safer there, Vic. She's crazy. She's nuts. She's losing it.
Listen, I'm hoping that I could just calm her down after, you know, I talk to her after she takes her Xanax. Usually it's around 4 o'clock in the morning. She pops a couple of pills and she's flying high. I'll come home with a couple of flowers, you know, maybe buy her a Volkswagen, appease her, you know, rub her thyroid a little bit, maybe, you know, play some mellow music. Maybe we can work things out. But for now, man, it doesn't look good.
Well, I'm sure, you know, hang in there, bro. You're going to make it. You're in a better place. You're already, you know, you made the first step. You're on the right path. You're going to make it, bro. And you got me. You got a great support system. I mean, look in the chat room. You got all these people that love you, man. They support you.
I know. But you know what? The reality of it is, if we do make up, I won't be back. I'll be back on Team Debbie Daly. And you know what? I'll be treating
you really
like
want
shit,
that, though, Rick? Vic, do you really want that? Do you really want to be back on Team Daily? I mean,
listen,
God damn it.
Listen.
Yeah, get some gonads, man. Come on, do your own shit. What do you, you know what? You know what you know what everybody talks, you know what everybody says behind your back, Vic? I'll tell you.
What?
I'll straight up.
What?
They call you, I don't even know how to say it. The guy who's Oprah's boyfriend? Like, she won't even like give him the dignity, like marry him. What's the guy's name?
Desmond Tutu.
No, it's not Desmond Tutu. What's Oprah's? What's Oprah?
Desmond.
What the fuck are you talking? It's not Desmond Tutu. Get the fuck out of here. No.
Desmond.
Are you sure? I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna look it up. Oprah
Edmund,
boyfriend Stedman. Stedman. Yeah. What the fuck kind of name is that? It's like even rhymes with boyfriend. Stedman. It's almost the same thing. Stedman. What is that? Stickman or some shit. What the hell is that?
I don't know, man. Listen, can you do me a favor? Can you guys just lay off her tonight? On tonight's show, she actually extended you an olive branch. I don't know if you heard the show.
I know, I heard that. I heard it. It was great. She was all class. I appreciate it. Tell her I said I love her. She's great. I don't like to break character on air, but she did towards the end of her show. I caught the end of it. I heard her say that, and that was very gracious, very nice of her. She's a beautiful lady. I love her. She's the queen of BTR late night. I wouldn't dare try to for real try to dethrone her, but it's fun to do it for pretend.
So are we ending the war, man? Well, you know, do it for me, man. I'm trying to get home.
You kind of need a roof over your head. So yeah, if you need to shack back up with her and lay low for a little bit, you know, for the kids, I understand. So you know, I'll try to cool my jets.
Yeah, try to make peace. Do it for the little Dominator, man. Do it for Dominator.
Sure. We'll do, man.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, hang in there, Vic. You're gonna be okay,
right,
man. Hang in there. Hang in there.
All right, man.
Don't drink.
Goodbye.
All right. Vic Montoya / Daily, sort of. Vince in the Bay taking calls. And if you want to join me, all you have to do is call in and press the number 1. That raises your hand. And we have, who do we have here? Area code 936, you're on the air.
Was that Vic Montoya that I just heard right now?
Oh, hey, Nature Boy. Yeah, I thought it was you. Although I'm going to be cautious from now on because sometimes it can be, geez, Debbie Daly now, potentially.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead and rub that in there, Vince. I kind of
little lap dog, little double D lap dog.
I am Debbie Daly's lap dog for life.
We're on the network.
Hey, you stop playing. Was that Vic Montoya I just heard? Was that?
Yeah,
was that,
actually, I think he might still be on. Let me see if he's still here. I don't think he hung up yet. Let me see. I think he might be still be post-screening with the producers. Because what we do is when we book people on the show here, usually the producers will keep them on, you know, whatever, on the line after we're done. But I think he's still there. Let's see if we can pull him on real quick. Hey, Vic, are you still there? Vic. Oh, man. Vic, are you there still?
Yeah. I'm still on, man.
Vic, see,
that's
he's really shook
Vic.
Up.
That's not I'm still, Vic.
I'm still on.
That's not Vic.
It's yeah, it is. He's been like a regular on my show for about a week now. If I don't know if you noticed.
Are you kidding me? No, there's no way.
Yeah.
Vic. He was going to leave Debbie Daly, but she came to her senses, and at the last
minute... Why are you doing this, Vince LeVay? Why?
I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to make everybody come together and enjoy
No, you're not. Debbie Daly exposed you the other night. You are the source of her hate machine. Every hater that she has ever had.
It's all me. It's all me, dude.
Yeah, it came from Vince of the Bay.
That's right. I did
Vince
it, bro.
And you have this mocker on the line trying to act like he's Vic Montoya. Hey there, Paul.
I admit, he does seem like a shadow of the man that we remember as Vic.
No, he doesn't. You don't even know.
He's been beaten down by that evil woman. That woman has beaten him down to a pulp.
Listen,
he's a shadow of the man he used to be.
Shut up! You don't mention my wife and her husband.
Allow me, Vince, to talk to this.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Vic. You got the floor, Vic. You got the floor.
Nature boy, you cock-sucking, motherfucking, ass-sucking piece of shit. Stay out of my business and stop looking down my wife's shirt, you piece of shit. You're one of the reasons that I've separated with my wife. You're constantly up her fucking twat, smelling and wanting to chew on her pubes. You better lay off, brother. You better lay off. That's my woman.
I love it.
Yeah,
I'm going to take that audio, Vince, and use it. On
of course you are. Of course you are, because that's all you can do. And I can do it too. Plus, I can create actual content in order for you to chop up. So, yeah. I got more calls to take here. I think the Jew's here with me now. Hey, Jew.
I will drive to New York and go to the Stage Deli to get the biggest fucking kosher pickle to shove up that nature boy's ass with little bumps on the end of it for your pleasure, you rat bastard.
What are you saying there, Jew?
You want me to repeat that?
Open
what
your
do you want me to go get the biggest pickle to shove up
you
your ass?
You are one angry joke.
I
there
will put
go,
a pickle in your
joke.
Gob just to shut that
I
mouth so I don't have to hear it.
I will put my dill pickle in your mother's ear.
A dill pickle. You don't even know what a dill pickle is.
Your mother will have a big stuffed potato in her ear.
Tell us what
you
makes a pickle
me?
A dill pickle.
Hey,
what makes
hey,
a pickle a dill
your
pickle?
Mother,
there,
I don't
nice.
Accept food stamps for a blowjob. You hear me? That's not going to work. Cash, ATM, MasterCard, Discover card, whatever other card you got.
Stick
but
a corn cob in that job.
Because I'm the nature boy.
Yeah.
And this song says it all. This is me. Like never to be.
Debbie, are we on the network? Seven eight two six seven six six seven is the number. Holy shit, the chat room like emptied out quick. Now I'm wondering, suspiciously, the chat room got empty quick. Now things, BTR has been really buggy lately, folks. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I've been noticing when I log on to chat shows, when you open the page initially, the chat room doesn't appear. And it takes sometimes having to refresh the page. It's happened to me all night tonight, and I think yesterday, too, is when it started. If you just simply refresh the page a couple of times, usually the second or third time, the page will refresh and you'll see the chat room. So you might just be listening right now and be a little frustrated that you can't get into the chat room. Never fear. Just refresh. And hopefully that will take care of it. BTR is being BTR. It's buggy as hell. But whatever. It is what it is, right? And I have guest callers with me. Tonight I have with me now the Jew. What a do, Jew. What's on your mind, Jew?
You still got Nature Boy on there?
Yeah, I think we do. Hey, Nature Boy.
Yeah. The Nature Boy.
Ask him what kind of mic he's using, Mr. SM58. Hey, Nature Boy. If you don't like my pickle, I got a Yeti shove up there.
What?
I got a Yeti I'd like to shove up there. Look at the top of that fucker.
You, one angry Jew, are telling me what you would like to shove up my ass? Are you
right,
kidding me?
Right through that shaker.
Are you kidding me?
Don't tell me you haven't had anything else up there.
Is this the best that you have? Now, whatever you are stooping so low that you now are a flaming homosexual? You want to start shoving things up people's asses now?
These people are idiots.
That excites you, doesn't it?
Jew, nothing you do excites anybody.
All right, I want you to break out of character and hit that Todd Morris.
Except for when you
give me the Todd Morris there.
Like the one that you just took. Yeah. The break that you just took for a good long while there, I liked. You need to take another one. Make it even more extended. Go to Jamaica. Go to Chinatown. Eat all the damn
pickles. All right, I'll
come
here.
They're all idiots.
I'll come to your house and take a dump on the kitchen table.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm going to refresh my switchboard here because I have a couple other callers. Let's just make sure. Mm-hmm. There we go. All right. If you want to join me, the numbers again, 347-826-7667. It can be so much better than just the Jew and Nature Boy. It can be me and you. But you have to call now. There's plenty of time. There's plenty of time, but you should call now so you can lock in and we can chit chat for a little bit. We can talk about the Troll Wars. This is titled The Troll Wars 2.0. If you missed the beginning of the program, you should certainly refresh the show, check out the archive, download the podcast, whatever. The beginning was epic. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was essentially a week in review of the last couple of days of just the craziness that's been going on in the show. I've had so much fun, but the weekend is winding up, so the wackiness is going to kind of have to go bye-bye soon, but we can still have fun, you and I. You just got to call me now, 347-826-7667. And I thank Kishu and Kristen and Sloppy for sticking it out. It's kind of a trip. The chat was just popping earlier, and now it's kind of died pretty quick. It just like within the course of like a minute, it just completely emptied out. It was kind of weird. But I don't know, maybe it's bedtime or whatever. It's all good. I had a lot of fun tonight. I appreciate the love. There were a lot of folks tuned in. It was a good time. It can continue to be a good time. Unfortunately, I didn't do any show prep other than that little 25-minute clip that I produced, so I was hoping I'd get more callers. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. It's all good, but we can still make this happen. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm really stoked to see that Kobe Bryant is down 0-1 to CP3. Chris Paul is Le Man. I love that guy. I'd love to see the Lakers get destroyed. That would be awesome. Denied the three-peat again. That would be hot. For sure. Anyway, Vince in the Bay. I'm going to take a little break and I'll be right back. If you want to join me, the lines are open, 347-826-7667 is the number, and I'll be back after these messages. Thank you.
Lykmus. Who's that?
Chrissy. It's Chrissy.
Oh, hey,
Dang.
Chrissy.
Hi. What the hell happened?
I don't know. That was a trip. Everybody just, like, emptied out, cleared out.
Disappeared off the face of the earth.
That's weird.
It is indeed.
Oh, well. It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, and I lost sound during the program, so I had to rig up a new headset.
What's that?
I had problems with my headset, so I had to put a new headset in.
Oh.
And then I couldn't get the sound out of BTR, so I had to call in.
Right on.
Because the sound was okay on Skype. But then again, I think my notebook and my computer today is jinxed. Because I couldn't get any sound out of my notebook this morning either.
Hmm.
So I guess it's one of those days where I should stay in bed, not try to do anything stupid.
Wow, they just all up and left. That's so crazy.
It is.
Huh. I didn't even. I wasn't paying attention to the chat. Did something go down in the chat?
Not really. I couldn't follow it either because I was having all the problems.
Huh.
Kishu, she left, but she was still listening.
Interesting. That's crazy.
Yep. But that
I don't have that many sound effects, but I wish I had the crickets. I should get the crickets. Hang on.
Yep.
I need to do that. That's so wild. Like, it started off so crazy, and now it's, like, literally crickets, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find it. Blah, blah, blah. But you know they are trolls, and they are like a flash mob. So,
uh-huh.
I'm not surprised that the table easily got turned on me. But that's impressive. If that's what went down, good for them. Let's see.
Let's check the chat. Oh, Sloppy Swarm says the Troll War officially been cancelled. Yeah. We got like 3 guests here now.
Uh-huh.
Let me check if Kishu's offline. No, she's not. She's just AFK.
Wow. Right on. Well, like I said, it was fun while it lasted, and
mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't even planning on really doing anything until I was listening to a couple of the shows, and I just went nuts and cut together a little intro thing, and maybe it just went too far. I don't know. Maybe it was sensory overload. I don't know. Well, you know, if it really offended people and I get kicked off BTR, then so be it. I think it was all in good fun. And, you know, whatever.
There's not even live yeah. Hold on. Knucklebones is on.
Oh, yeah? Maybe everybody's over at Knucklebones. Yeah, that's right. I didn't even look to see who else is on.
Knucklebones.
Billy Montana. Iconoclast.
I get rebroadcast Psychic Nancy Matz, Knucklebones, and America Open Talk in the what? In the talk zone, Escaping the Past, and Desert Rose Radio Show. Damn, it's early here. Oh, you got Dead Air and Billy Montana in the live chats.
Oh, you know what? I noticed they put that back down there. For a while there, they didn't have that live chat thing box down there for in the corner. Uh-huh. And now it's down there. So I guess somebody must have complained or something. Hey, let's see what's going on over at Dead Air.
Here, there's not much going on in Knuckle Bones either.
Really?
Nope. And now
what about Iconoclast? What's going on over at Iconoclast? I'm wondering if that dude, what's his name, Johnny Cush. He was saying he was going to try to coordinate some big, huge radio war thing where he wanted to get a bunch of hosts together, and he wanted to do that tonight. And I wonder if that happened. I wonder if they went to another show, and it's one of these shows here, but it doesn't seem like it, is it?
You got like 10 people in Iconoclast.
Huh.
And then I have to go back one more time, go on on air and more.
No.
Nothing.
Well, whatever. You're where are you? You're in the UK?
I'm in Denmark.
You're in Denmark. Oh.
Do I sound UK? Damn it.
You certainly sound European. I mean,
yeah, it's because
I forgot Denmark. That's right.
Yeah, I tend to pick up the accents as I go along.
Mm-hmm.
It's like catching a cold.
Oh, here we go. Sloppy Swarm's back. Oh my God, Vince. Oh my God, Vince. Debbie just tried to get me. She was like an animal. I hid under my bed and I caught a glimpse of her. She had the heads of dead trolls tied around her neck. My God, it was horrific. Vince, she's out for blood. Obviously, dude, she fucking slaughtered my entire chat room, dude. It's amazing. I know you can't join me, Sloppy Swarm. Well, I never thought you were joining me to begin with, Sloppy Swarm. I always knew you were just an admirer. And but I appreciate your service as always, and you've been pretty badass, so it's all good in the hood. And This is exactly what happened after the last time I did the troll war thing. Is there was like, it's like anything else. It's like a fucking, like a sugar high or any sort of rush or anything. You know, it's you climax and then you come down and it's just like you're spent and that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the highs don't seem that high, you know, if you don't have the lows ultra low. So, but it's crazy to see it happen within one show. Wow. Impressive. Like, if this was a coordinated thing, like, I am, like, really impressed. But if it's, like, if my show just instantly became that boring, that's something I'm going to have to go back into the drawing board and figure out what I did wrong there. Because it's kind of random.
Yeah, and I'm trying to text in the chat now, and I can't for some odd reason.
Sloppy Swarm
just left. I can't type in the chat anymore.
All right, let me finish reading what Sloppy said. Sloppy says, Vince, she is out for blood. I can't join you. I'm leaving town. I can't, dude. I'm headed to Mexico with Carlito and Matilda.
And Matilda.
Yeah,
and it's safe down there.
Debbie won't cross
the
border. Join us, Vince. Oh my God, the door knob is turning. She's back.
He started out with something outside the bedroom.
What?
He started before I left the chat. Before he started out with saying that was something outside his bedroom.
Uh huh.
And now he's gone again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Debbie got him. Debbie got all of them. I can't believe it. She's fucking nuts. Can you believe that? She fucking, like, destroyed all the trolls.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy. She is not to be fucked with. That's for sure. Anyway, so what else do you got going on, Chrissy? Your day is just starting, right?
Yeah, it's almost 10 o'clock here, so my day's just starting, yep.
Yeah, right on. What's and on I the went, agenda? Anything?
Yeah, I'm waiting for my grass to grow now because I just bought myself a new lawnmower. I'm like, I can't wait. I love my power tools.
In a metaphorical sense or your real grass on your, like, your lawn?
Yeah, my backyard.
Yeah. Exactly. I've got
a big lawn out there, and my other lawnmower sort of got jinxed as well the other day. So we went to get something to fix it. What's it called? Oh, never mind. And then he looked at it and he goes, well, it's 13 years old, so you might need a new spark plug and new this and a new that. And I was going like, I need a new lawnmower. And my husband goes, come on, it's only 13 years old. And I go, yeah, but they're more energy efficient if you buy a new one, and yada, yada, yada. And then finally I got to get myself a new lawnmower. And the other one was like 140cc, and this one is 190cc. So it is one big, badass lawnmower, and I only have to yank it once, and it starts up. It's like a dream come true.
Wow. Well, you can yank me anytime, sister. Oh, I'm just joshing. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be degrading to women.
Oh, actually, I don't feel that. Oh, Victor's back.
No, Victor can't be back.
Vince, get out of town. She is possessed and she's out for blood. She just devoured little Dominator right before my eyes. And she locked me in the studio I built. Save yourself.
Oh, my God. They got Vic. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, they got little Dominator. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Fuck.
I can do nothing here.
She is one evil bitch. Holy shit. She fucking devoured all the fucking trolls. It's insane. She's fucking crazy. I told you she's not to be fucked with, dude.
And he goes, no, none of all my new allies are replying.
I know.
To all
they're done. It. They're done for. Everybody, they're gone. Go to any of the rooms on BTR. They're done for. We're just hanging on by a thread here. It's just Chrissy and I. God, Anderson Cooper is on location with us. But other than that, everybody's gone.
They're all dead.
Save yourself, Vic. Save yourself.
Rescue me, Vince.
It's okay. There's no turning back for us, Vic.
Save yourself, Vic.
You got out just in time.
Victor, come to Denmark. I'll save you.
Oh my God, Vic.
You can camp out in
my
backyard.
Dude, there's somebody knocking at my door. I swear to God.
Damn it, Vince. Save me.
I swear to God, my roommates haven't said anything in like the last 10 minutes. This is fucking scary. It's really quiet in the fucking house.
Oh.
There's nobody in the chat room. There's nobody in my fucking house right now. You don't understand. I live with like 4 people.
Uh-huh.
It's never this quiet. It's never this quiet.
And he goes, are you nuts? I'm locked in my studio.
Oh, my God. Somebody just threw something at the window outside.
Oh, shit. It's Debbie.
Did you hear that?
No, but I heard that she's batshit crazy, so you better watch out. My screams can't be heard. Damn, this foam I put on the walls. Damn it to hell.
Did you hear that? Holy shit.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to... Fuck, I only have a couple minutes left. I can probably make it through the broadcast. Christy, if I don't make it through this, congratulations. You are the last host ever on the Vincent the Bay mega show. I just want to...
Debbie is the new Pumpkinhead, he goes.
She is. She's worse. She's like Pumpkinhead and Jason and Freddy all combined.
Freddy Krueger.
With Terminator and Alien and Gandhi.
Victor, come to Denmark. You can stay in my backyard. I will pray for you, Vince. May God have mercy on my soul.
I'll pray for you too, Victor. Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Yep.
It's been fun. It's been real. BTR, thank you so much. I love you, BTR. It was fun while it lasted. Oh my God.
Victor.
Oh my God. Somebody's trying to open the door. It's locked. Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
Holy shit. I swear to God, somebody's trying to open the door right now.
Uh-oh.
Holy fuck. All right, Christy. Well, hey, thanks for coming out. I appreciate it. Catch me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay.
I'll catch you on Skype.
Yeah, Skype me, too. All right.
I did.
Drama.
Chow time, gentlemen. Chow time. Oh, bells on wheels for you then, motherfucker.
Fuck you, pig.
Come on, everybody. Chow time. Chow time.
Drama.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Comes in all shapes and sizes.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Even got itty bitty surprises.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
That's why I always got my Glock.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Drama, it comes in all shapes and sizes. It even got itty bitty surprises. The Glocks are loaded, so let's go. It's time to create a murder show. Chump suckers in the streets trying to disrespect. Call me Goofy Soprano trying to put fools in check. What happened? Everyone was down for their crime. You wanna take that easy life and drop that dime. In the streets of San Jose, that don't work. If you don't got your paperwork, you're lying in dirt. I've seen it before, even my life's expendable. To the next man, you'll see the pressure like Tom Cable. But are you able to sacrifice your life for the table? Underline
thank you, baby, 'cause you were the one that made me feel totally you.
My intuition told me I'm not getting the whole damn story. If something just ain't right, it's just plain wrong. Oh, my inner vision showed me what we end up throwing. If something just ain't right, it's just plain wrong. Oh, baby, tell me something I don't already know. Tell me something I don't already own. You've been lying to me.
Not a whole lot going on. You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.